اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. We all should know that it is these political religious ceremonies, this school of thought, that unlike polytheistic schools, carefully intervenes and supervises individual, social, material, spiritual, cultural, political, military, and economic aspects of life, and does not neglect any point which may have a bearing on the growth of man and society, as well as their material and spiritual progress.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the resurrection and the hereafter. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini mentions that cultivate your egos, purify them. This world has a definite end for all of us, for me sooner than for you. Now, in this part of his speech, is referring to an important thing, and that is the death that we will die, everyone will die. And he refers to himself, he says that, for me it's sooner and then for you, which means that no one will live here forever. There is an end of this world. And he says that this world will definitely has an end. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Whatever is on this earth, everything will be ended. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهِ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And the only thing which will be remaining is the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this world has an end, and therefore we must cultivate our egos, we must purify our nafs. This nafs, which is the actual thing, which is the main theme of the human being, which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main blessing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَنَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. I have blowed in him my ruh, my spirit, which is the nafs of the man. And this nafs or ego that we have, this is the main thing. This will have the perfection.
يَا رَبَّنَا صَلِّ عَلَىٰ طَاهَ النَّبِي وَآلِهِ
صَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ
This body that we have never reaches to perfection. We were a child according to this body. Later we became lads, then we were becoming, we became young people, and then we went into an old age where we become old. So this body started from a zero point, it went to the peak, and then again it descended. It has a drop down stage where now when we become old, we are sick, we have many diseases, we cannot eat properly, we cannot digest things, we cannot sleep properly, we don't have that energy. So this body is even will not remain forever. Therefore, the thing which remains, the thing that goes to perfection and it increases in its perfection and it has the continuous increase, that is the ego and the nafs of the man. That is the spirit that has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have created this man on my fitrah, which is the nafs, and this will take us towards the perfection. And that's what Imam Khomeini is saying, that we must purify it, because this world and the things which are material, they all have an end. But this is the nafs which will never have an end, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.